This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. This is a very important pandemic.news update. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. I've finished a software model that tells us where we're going in America if we don't have essentially medical martial law. And the numbers are horrifying, even astonishing to me, and I want to share them with you here with a couple of caveats. First, you know, I run a science lab. I'm a published scientist. It's an ISO accredited laboratory. I do science-based math all the time, every day. It's part of my job. I do multiple mass spec instruments and analysis of contaminants for food and soils and water and so on. And I'm pretty good with math. And so I don't claim that this model is perfect. It will have to be adjusted. And it is only a theoretical model, not a prediction. So what I'm going to share with you here is where this takes us if nothing changes. In other words, if we don't have any travel restrictions, if air traffic continues like it is now, and if road traffic continues, if people continue to share public spaces and so on, it's bad. It's very bad. By July 4th, again, in this theoretical model, not a prediction because I think something will happen to stop this before then. But I just have to put that disclaimer in there. But if we don't stop it, if we do nothing to stop it by July 4th, according to this model, we have 1.7 million people dead in America. And in this model, we have, by that day, on that day, on July 4th, we have 26 million people infected. And we have 7 million people who have recovered by that time. And we have, my goodness, we have over 100,000 deaths that day. But again, we won't get there. We won't get there because something will have to be done before then. Let me just explain sort of where this goes. From where we are right now, if we're starting with the assumption of only 600 people infected right now, only 13 cumulative deaths with 118 people having recovered, and if we use an R naught value of 1.82 with a recovery time of 14 days for those who recover, and we assume that every one person infects only 0.13 people per day, which means that they infect an average of 1.82 people across 14 days. Those are the assumptions. So there's so someone gets the coronavirus, they're infectious for 14 days, and then they're cured or they're dead. Okay. So we don't count infections after 14 days. Now, also, I don't claim this model is perfect. I'm going to have to adjust it based on real data that's coming in. So these numbers could be pretty far off, or I may have made an error because I will refine this model. There might be better thinking on this. But according to this first draft of the model, by April 5th, we are at 9,400 infections. That's actively infected people, with 2,500 having recovered, and a cumulative death count of 548, with, on that day, 51 people dying. So that's April 5th. So what you can do is you can listen to this on April 5th. And if the numbers I just mentioned, 9,400 infected that day, 2,500 recovered, 51 dead that day, total deaths of 548. If those numbers are too high, then I will adjust the model, and you'll know that the model is you'll know that reality is better than what this model is showing. However, if by April 5th, if these numbers are low, then you'll know the reality is worse than this model predicts. So continuing with the exponential growth of this, by May 5th, which is roughly 60 days out, we have 36,000 people infected. 133,000. Infected. The 36,000 is recovered, or 37,000. We've got 737 people dead on that day. That's dying that day. Total deaths of 8,600. This is in America. So again, on May 5th, if there are fewer than 8,600 people dead, then the real world case is better than this model predicts, or perhaps the government's just covering it up like we've seen in China. Also, clearly, by the time we get there, I think this model falls apart because I think we'll have air travel restrictions, road checkpoints, medical martial law. So in other words, I don't think we get to May 5th with this model intact because governments will basically declare national emergencies and local emergencies and people won't be traveling. But just in case you're curious where this goes, if nothing is done to stop it, okay? And this scenario will not happen. This is not a prediction. But if it were allowed to spread through this model with no restrictions, no isolations, no school closures, no air traffic closures, and so on, then by July 4th, we have 26 million Americans infected. We have 7.3 million recovered. On that day, on July 4th, 146,000 Americans would theoretically die, and we would have 1.7 million deaths total up to that date, cumulative. Now, again, I don't believe that this will happen. In fact, I'm certain it won't, because we won't get there. No one will allow things to get that bad, I don't think. I think travel will be shut down, all the restrictions I mentioned. But in fact, the reason that I'm covering this and mentioning this model is because I'm trying to make the point that medical martial law is coming, that the government will have no choice but to close air traffic and close roads and close cities and close schools and businesses and offices, including government offices, and public events, sporting events, movie theaters and malls and everything else that you can imagine. Because if we don't do that, then we get to scenarios beyond July where my model starts to predict very bad numbers like 17 million dead, things like that. But again, I don't think we're going to get there. I hope not. In fact, I'm certain we're not. But it's important to understand where the math takes us if we don't intervene as a society. And then once you understand that we have to intervene, we have to create isolation in society. That's the only thing that's worked to shut things down in Italy and in China and elsewhere, is isolation, quarantines, essentially medical martial law. When that occurs, then you have to start looking at the economic impacts. Because at that point, you start to have economic collapse problems, where how do people get food deliveries? How do people find hospital beds if they need them for other reasons unrelated to the coronavirus? How do children get an education? How do the banks stay open? Who works at the coal-fired power plants? You know, these kinds of important questions. Who responds to your 911 call? You know, so that becomes then the next spreadsheet to look at, and that becomes a collapse scenario that's very, very apocalyptic. And then governors and the president all have to make decisions about, well, how open do you allow society to be, knowing that the more open it is, the more quickly it spreads again. If you close society down, it doesn't spread, but then you start to get economic collapse and supply line chaos and, you know, very, very bad scenarios across society. So again, if we do nothing, there's 1.7 million people dead by July 4th. I don't think that's going to happen. It's actually, in my mind, it's very strong evidence that there will be aggressive interventions across America. Or maybe there's something else that comes in. Maybe there's a miracle antiviral drug that's discovered. Maybe there's a magical emergency vaccine that actually works for some reason. You know, we have to consider these possibilities of a white swan that counteracts the black swan, you could say. So maybe there's a white swan that shows up. It's like everything's magical and good and awesome. But I doubt it. I think we have to plan for reality. And the reality is this gets very, very bad unless we take aggressive medical martial law type of actions. And also, we need to be, in my opinion, the president should be telling people, take vitamin D, vitamin C, take antiviral herbs. We need to be teaching people to buy masks that are good, not the N95, which is mostly crap, but something better than N95, and wear gloves and use sanitizers and stop, you know, kissing strangers when you meet them. And does anybody do that anymore? Well, I know they certainly do that in other cultures around the world, parts of Europe and South America and so on, Middle East. But just stop all the close body contact with strangers, you know, and you're going to have to stop the social events and days wandering around the mall and all these other things. Oh, and commuters are going to have to stop commuting. You're going to have to stop riding in Ubers and taking trains and railways and subways and airplanes and cruise ships and taxis and all these things. So basically, the only way to stop this is to shut down transportation, which shuts down society. So if you're not thinking about extreme preparedness for shortages of supplies, then you haven't yet looked at the reality of where this is going, because it starts slow. It starts really slow. It looks like nothing for the first 30 days. Even in this model, in 30 days, we only have 548 deaths cumulative. So you're thinking, oh, it's not that bad. In 60 days, then you have cumulative deaths of 8,600. You're like, oh, well, starting to get bigger, but it's still not that bad. And then in 90 days, you have 123,000 dead. Yeah, starting to get worrisome. And then in 120 days, you have 1.7 million dead. That's how this thing goes if it follows the math, which again, it won't follow it because there will be efforts to stop this. So I want to share that with you, not to cause alarm, but to in fact help you understand where this is going and how short your time is remaining to prepare. Whatever you want to get done in America, you probably need to get it done, whether it's moving out of the city or acquiring something for your survival supplies or getting a family member to move in with you so you can take care of them or whatever the case may be. You probably need to do that in less than 60 days, let's say, maybe less than 30 to be on the safe side. Time is running out. This thing explodes and it's beyond containment. So again, just as a final disclaimer, I don't claim that this model is perfect. It's a first draft. It's going to have to be adjusted. I may have made mistakes in it, but usually I'm very good at math. I'm probably close to the right answer on this based on current data, but that's subject to change. So you can't argue with compounding exponential math, by the way. Yeah, it gets out of control very, very quickly. So stay informed, keep reading pandemic.news, and be prepared because major travel restrictions and interventions are coming. Have no doubts about that. I can guarantee you 100% that is coming, because if you don't do that, then the country collapses. So that's coming. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.